Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 7th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. Today's briefing has a very clear theme running through it, and that theme is trust. Specifically, who controls trust signals in e-commerce, and how AI is completely reshaping the answer to that question. Let me walk you through it. Let's start on the partner side. Shopify yesterday published a significant update to their App Store requirements around reviews. Policy 1.3, which covers honest and transparent review practices, now has real enforcement teeth. Developers caught incentivizing reviews can have reviews removed, their app demoted or delisted, or their entire partner account terminated. That's a serious escalation. But the bigger change is under the hood. Shopify is deploying new trust scoring logic that will automatically unpublish reviews that don't meet their trust standards. The default is now suppression until proven authentic, not publish and moderate later. They're also pushing developers toward using Shopify's own reviews API, which gives the platform visibility into how and when reviews are being solicited. For merchants, this matters because it means the app ratings you rely on to make technology decisions are about to get more honest. Some apps may see their ratings drop as manipulated reviews get filtered out. That's not a problem, that's a correction. Pay attention to which apps survive the filter with strong ratings intact. Those are your reliable tools. Shopify also announced that starting with API version 2026-10, the customer account API is removing the deprecated last incomplete checkout field and the entire checkout classic type subtree. If you're a developer with an app that queries those fields, update before you adopt the new API version. There's no replacement. Use storefront API cart flows for active checkout state instead. Also from Hoover, a couple of smaller releases landed, version 2.0.15 of the Hoover Checkout Stripe integration and version 1.0.3 of the CMS Tailwind compiler, which adds a new token command. Routine maintenance, but worth noting if you're in that ecosystem. Now let me pivot to the industry side, because this is where the story gets really interesting. Search engine Land published a major analysis yesterday based on 6.77 million sessions of AI referral traffic data, and the headline number is staggering. ChatGPT now commands 92% of all AI referral traffic to websites. 92%. That's a more dominant position in AI-mediated discovery than Google has ever held in traditional search. And it's happened in roughly 3 years. What does this mean for e-commerce? It means a rapidly growing share of how consumers discover products and brands is being mediated by a single AI platform. If ChatGPT doesn't mention your product when a consumer asks for recommendations, you're invisible to that entire discovery channel. And unlike Google, where you can see your rankings and optimize for specific keywords, AI recommendation is a black box. The signals that drive it are different: brand mentions across the web, review sentiment, content depth, entity recognition. Traditional SEO tactics don't translate directly. Adding fuel to this fire, Search Engine Land also reported that Meta AI could become what they called search's sleeping giant. Meta is rolling out AI-powered search across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Think about the scale of that distribution. Rather than asking people to come to a new search tool, they're embedding AI discovery into platforms where billions already spend hours every day. For e-commerce brands that rely on Instagram for product discovery, and that's a lot of you, this is the next major disruption to prepare for. Here's where it gets really counterintuitive. Search Engine Land also reported that paid media is becoming an SEO investment in the age of AI search. Creator partnerships, sponsored reviews, branded content, these aren't just direct response tools anymore. They're training data for AI systems. When an AI ingests a sponsored review from a credible creator, that review shapes its future recommendations. The ROI of paid media now has a second-order effect that most e-commerce brands aren't even measuring yet. And then there's this: OpenAI can now generate ads within ChatGPT on behalf of advertisers. So the platform that controls 92% of AI referral traffic is also becoming an ad platform where AI creates the ads. The implications for e-commerce advertising are enormous. Your product data, brand positioning, and content quality need to be good enough for AI to generate compelling ads from automatically. Meanwhile, over on the Magento side, Mage Dispatch highlighted PCI DSS 4.0 compatibility for Magento 2 stores, which is increasingly urgent as the compliance deadline approaches. They also featured several developer tools, including a cache prevention module and a Slack notifier module. From Retail Dive, the Ulta Beauty story is worth a quick mention. Their CMO, Kelly Mahoney, laid out how they're blending brand building with omnichannel marketing, driving Q1 net sales up 11.1% to $3.2 billion. It's a practical case study in the kind of multi-channel brand presence that AI discovery systems reward. Pulling this all together, here's the takeaway. The e-commerce discovery landscape is being rewritten right now. Traditional search isn't going away, but AI-mediated discovery is growing fast enough to demand strategic attention. Shopify tightening review integrity, ChatGPT dominating AI referral traffic, Meta embedding AI search into social platforms, and paid media becoming AI training data. These are all facets of the same fundamental shift. Trust signals are becoming the most valuable currency in e-commerce, and the platforms that control those signals are the ones that will shape who gets discovered and who doesn't. The merchants who invest in genuine brand authority, authentic reviews, comprehensive content, and multi-platform presence will thrive in this new landscape. The ones relying on narrow platform-specific tricks will find their visibility evaporating. That's your OnTap Daily for July 7th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.